Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
In the Green Scene today, how octopuses fall for the rubber hand illusion, whatever that might be. But first, pain relief without pills. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Pain relief without pills.
Yeah, I mean, we all know chronic pain is a bit of an epidemic and it's certainly linked to things like dependency on drugs like opioids. So researchers are really interested in finding out other ways perhaps that we could assist with chronic pain. And the research that's been published this week in the journal Pain is from the University of Exeter, and they used virtual reality, but not just any virtual reality, virtual reality that immerses the subject completely in nature.
Now, it's always been speculated, I suppose, that you feel a bit better. Even if you're in terrible pain, you go out, you take the air, you look at the sea, whatever it might be, and you feel a bit better.
That's right. And there's a growing body of evidence, I think, that being out in nature does us a bit of good. But it's very hard to pinpoint exactly how much good it does us and is it the same for everybody. But this is a pretty well-controlled experiment. They had 29 healthy volunteers and they sort of simulated nerve pain using electric shock. So they all got the same amount of pain. And then they were exposed to two different kinds of content. So one was this immersive VR experience of Oregon waterfalls, and the other one was a 2D video version of the same thing. And they found that the participants reported twice as much pain relief when they were in the immersive experience. But it wasn't just about what they felt, because you might say, well, it's more distracting to be in a VR kind of environment. They actually did brain scans of these participants, and they were able to see the part of the brain that is sort of responsible for our reaction to pain was activated more in people who had this VR experience. So this wasn't just about distraction.
And does it have the same mechanism as opioids would have? I mean, opioids presumably produce something in the brain that eases your pain.
Well, we can produce our own natural pain relievers, and this pathway is activated by these natural pain relievers. So that's exactly what they think is happening. We are switching on our own system to try and dampen down the pain response. And that's really, really interesting, because chronic pain, while it's not always with older people, it often is. They may have more challenges to get out into nature.
Sure.
And also they may be taking a whole plethora of other pills. So putting in a pain relief pill on top of that adds more complexity
so
to their medication.
So you could be in the bed or in the armchair wearing your VR headset and feeling great.
Hopefully. And as well as that, I guess this kind of research always reminds me, you know, our natural spaces are good for us. So when we look at them, it's not just about looking at them, you know, from an economic return. They're actually good for us when we can get out into them.
And I mean, the new building standards, which will not require balconies, for example, for one bedroom departments. And we had a gentleman in yesterday who got accommodation from a loan, and he said sitting out on his balcony and looking at the Camac River is one of his joys.
Absolutely. And science is showing us it's really doing us good.
Now, let's move on to octopuses and the rubber hand illusion. First of all, what is the rubber hand illusion?
I'd say, Pat, now with your hand sitting there on the desk, you're pretty sure that's your hand.
Yes.
But it might surprise you to know that quite quickly a scientist or a researcher could convince you that it's not. So if you tuck your hand under the desk and we put a rubber hand on top of it that doesn't even look that real, and if I stroked your hand on the rubber hand for a minute or two with you looking at it, and then I went to stab the rubber hand, you would pull your hand away from under the desk because your brain would have been tricked into thinking that the rubber hand
is my hand.
Was your hand. And scientists found this out about 30 years ago, and nearly every human will fall for the rubber hand illusion. And in fact, we've seen it in a couple of mammals, like mice and monkeys. But surely that couldn't be in something like an invertebrate, like an octopus. Well, it can.
So how did they do this?
So this is researchers in Japan. So they had octopuses in tanks. They had very sort of comfortable polymer beads in the bottom of the tank, so the octopus could just settle there. Then they had a partition, a solid partition with a jelly-like rubber arm attached to it. And they gently placed this over the octopus's real tentacle. And they did exactly what I just described. They stroked the real tentacle and the jelly tentacle in the octopus's view for only about 8 seconds. And they did it. They made sure you have to do it synchronously. And then they would go to pinch the fake tentacle with a big tweezers. and the octopus would display a defence response. It would change colour, it might pull its arm away, it might actually try to escape and swim away. And they did lots of different controls. So if they did the stroking out of time, the octopus wasn't fooled. You know, if they only stroked either the real tentacle or the fake tentacle, the octopus wasn't fooled. But when they did the test 100% of the time, the octopus was fooled.
Extraordinary. Now, maybe the Japanese have little to do with their time, but the question is, why are they doing this?
Well, I mean, we're really, really interested in how we understand our bodies and how they work together. Actually, in an era of AI and robotics, we're particularly interested in how distributed systems might know where they are in space and what belongs to them. And an octopus's nervous system is completely fascinating because, of course, it's a decentralized nervous system. It doesn't just have one brain like us. It essentially has independent brains in its different tentacles. So one, to understand how we developed our sense of self, it's very interesting to understand the mechanism, because when you think about things like giving people back prosthetic limbs and potentially even having a brain implant in the future that can control that limb, you know, this is the frontier of biomedical science, maybe giving people back limbs they've lost, but also creating robots that actually have wired into them a sense of what bits of them are attached to themselves, that they themselves have a sense of their own bodily self.
My goodness. So there is a logic in what they're doing.
Absolutely. It's fascinating.
It is. And it's entertaining too. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Thank you very much. Now,
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.